This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Heavy police presence and a SWAT team surrounding San Diego High School this morning. And that's where a man and a woman have been holed up in a dumpster since last night. Police say it's Christopher Marquez, who is wanted for shooting a bounty hunter and firing at officers in two separate incidents. At this point, it's unclear who is the woman with him in the dumpster, but police believe he is armed. The helicopter has been circling through the night, several street closures in the area. Schools in the area will be online today. Mayor Todd Gloria unveiling a series of police reforms he says will bring about common sense changes and build trust. They would include a limit to pretextual stops. That's when an officer pulls someone over for a traffic violation, but suspects that person of a different crime. The reforms would also call for a review of the types of calls dispatched to police, strengthen unconscious or implicit bias training, and explore limiting tear gas and other specialty munitions. Well, some parents are pushing for more changes to San Diego Unified's reopening plan. There is a rally ahead of the district's school board meeting today to reiterate their point that they believe students should return to campus full time. The district started bringing back about a half of its 100,000 students for on-campus instruction for either 2 or 4 days a week. School board is meeting today to discuss updates to their current reopening plan. Let's get a check on our weather now. How are we looking on this Tuesday, Vanessa?
Well, Jim, this cooling pattern will continue, and we could see some light rain continue through the morning as well through those coastal areas. That will be the story also for your Wednesday morning as we give you a look at Pacific Beach. Of course, you could see low-level clouds hanging out with us, and the marine layer is going to be a little more deepened today, and that will contribute to much cooler conditions hanging out with us through the afternoon. Coastal highs will top out in the lower 60s. We'll see the mid to upper 60s through those inland neighborhoods. These temperatures well below average for this time of the year. Meanwhile, mountain highs will be in the mid 50s, desert highs in the mid 80s. And we could see gusterly west winds as well through the mountain, foothill, and desert areas, ramping up to 50 miles per hour at times. We do have some relief, though. High pressure makes a return towards the latter part of your week. Jim?
Vanessa, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.